This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe. He said India and Poland's mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces relationship between the two nations. The Prime Minister departed to Poland a short while ago. In his departure statement ahead of his official visit to Poland and Ukraine, the Prime Minister said his visit to Poland comes as both the countries mark 70 years of their diplomatic relations. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting his friend Prime Minister Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Duda to further advance partnership. He said he will also engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community in Poland. Union Public Service Commission UPSC has cancelled the advertisement related to lateral entry in the bureaucracy following the directions from the Department of Personnel and Training. Earlier yesterday, the government asked the UPSC to cancel the advertisement related to lateral entry in the bureaucracy. This comes a few days after UPSC issued an advertisement to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which was questioned by the opposition parties. Responding on the issue, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the decision to align lateral entry with principles of reservation shows Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to social justice. A two-day EU-India Track 1.5 conference will begin today in New Delhi. India and European Union will host the regional conference to discuss current and emerging threats in online radicalization and find ways to jointly counter the exploitation of online spaces by extremist and terrorist actors. The conference will bring together experts, policymakers, academia and law enforcement officials from South Asia and Europe who are at the forefront of the fight against digital extremism. The conference aims to enhance counter-terrorism dialogues and partnerships in the region, consistent with the EU's Indo-Pacific strategy, which foresees a deeper and stronger engagement with partners that share common goals and face common challenges. India has called on Japan to remove regulatory bottlenecks that exist in sharing of critical technologies. At third 2+2 dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, India and Japan agreed to prepare a new framework for security cooperation in line with the desire to further expand the overall strategic ties. Indian delegation at the talks was headed by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Japanese team was led by Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa and Defence Minister Kihara Minoru. In his remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides discussed the unfolding of new avenues for technology, research and industrial cooperation, including in the field of defence. Dr. Jaishankar said that a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific is the top priority for both the countries. He also announced India's decision to establish a new consulate in the Japanese city of Fukuoka. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 19.29 lakh net members in June this year, registering a growth of 7.86% in comparison to same month of the last year. Ministry of Labour and Employment said that the surge in membership can be attributed to numerous factors, including increased employment opportunities. The data indicates that around 10.25 lakh new members have enrolled during June this year. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert warning for rainfall over eastern, northeastern and southern parts of the country for the next few days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 25th of this month. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has moved the ninth edition of Women's T20 World Cup to the United Arab Emirates, UAE, from Bangladesh, while the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, will continue as the official host of the event. The tournament will take place across the two venues in the UAE, Dubai and Sharjah, from October 3 to 20. ICC Chief Executive Jeff Allardyce confirmed the decision in a statement expressing disappointment that the tournament could not be hosted in Bangladesh as originally planned. And that is the end of this news bulletin.